we're just hearing major delays and problems for Metro riders this morning. Joining us now is Metro's Dan Stessel. We are hearing about delays on the Orange and Silver lines, but we understand that service has been suspended on the Blue line in the direction of Largo Town Center. Dan, where do these delays, at what station should people, start to consider that the Blue line is no longer an option?
Well, the reason that we suspended Blue Line service is actually to mitigate the delays. What's been happening is we've had a series of Blue Line trains that have become mechanically disabled after crossing under the Potomac River and into Washington, D.C., all with similar issues, all in the same direction, and all with damage to their collector shoes, which is the part that glides along the third rail. So what we're suspecting here is an issue somewhere in Virginia that is causing the misalignment of the third rail that's causing these trains to become mechanically disabled. It's just the Blue line.
So is it the entire Blue line right now?
In the direction of Largo, we suspended that service as we have track inspectors walking that section of track between Pentagon and Roslyn right now, trying to identify the location where this problem is occurring.
All right,
so by taking Blue line trains out of the mix, what we've been able to do is actually reduce delays and restore normal service on the Orange and Silver lines.
All right. Well, let's talk about what those delays are. I'm seeing all sorts of things across the board. Some people complaining it's 45 or 50 minutes. Others saying it's more like 30 minutes. How long are the delays, and what is being done to accommodate those people affected by this problem for the direction moving toward Largo on the Blue line?
Right now, for most customers, delays are in the 30-minute range if you're on the Silver, Orange, or Blue lines. If you were caught up in earlier delays, your actual delay might have been longer. But right now, 30 minutes and going down on the Orange and the Silver lines. That means, though, for Blue line riders, if you're traveling inbound from Virginia, this morning you have to take the yellow line and transfer at L'Enfant Plaza. That will add time to some trips.
Right. Well, how many trains have been disabled, and what impact could that have on the afternoon?
We have four trains that became disabled so far this morning. That is now stopped now that we suspended service on the Blue line. And we will get those trains, repaired and turned back around to enter service as quickly as possible, certainly in time for the evening rush hour. But our primary focus right now is identifying the location of wherever the damage is occurring so that we can get service restored.
And you're telling people to take the yellow line instead of the Blue line if you're going in the direction of Largo. Is that causing problems on the yellow line and maybe problems at L'Enfant Plaza?
No, what we've done is every train that would normally be a Blue line train has been recolored as a yellow line train, and we're running that over the bridge. So we've got additional yellow line trains this morning to get folks over to L'Enfant Plaza, additional staff at L'Enfant Plaza to assist customers with the transfer, and then Silver and Orange line services running normally on the lower level of L'Enfant Plaza so you can get to any destination. The only exception being Arlington Cemetery, which is only served by the Blue line, and so you can get to that if you're traveling from Roslyn, but if you're coming up from Pentagon, we put you on a shuttle bus for that.
Dan, any kind of estimate on when you may be able to get things back to a normal situation?
Unfortunately, Mike, we don't know the location of the problem yet. We have dozens of track inspectors that are walking the track right now trying to find the place where this damage is occurring. Once we have identified it, then we can make the repair, and that generally goes pretty quickly. It's generally a 2-hour or less repair. But until we find the location, we haven't even started the repairs yet.
All right, so at least 2 hours from now, we're looking at as a time frame at the very best of being able to get back to normal.
That's right.
And we keep seeing tweets about track problems at the Pentagon. Is there something going on there?
No, I mean, that's the start of the track inspections is at the Pentagon. And we believe that this problem is on the inbound track somewhere between Pentagon and Roslyn, which is, because we're not seeing the problem with yellow line trains, we know that it's not south of the Pentagon. And because we're not seeing the problem affecting Silver and Orange line trains, we know that it's not on those lines. So we've isolated it to the section between Pentagon and Roslyn, but that's a pretty long stretch that we're searching.
Metro's Dan Stessel, appreciate your time. I know you're really busy. We'll stay on top of this so everyone knows what's going on.